Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, July 16th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Governor of Oklahoma tests positive for COVID. New Orleans shutting down bars to stop the contagion. California releases thousands of inmates to avoid the plague. President Trump's poll numbers rise in some polls. And New Yorkers implore Mayor de Blasio to bring back an anti-crime unit. Also ahead, now the loons want to cancel the Star Spangled Banner. But first, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt testing positive for COVID. The 47-year-old Republican attended President Trump's rally in Tulsa in June. His state now one of the worst hotspots in the country with more than 22,000 cases. Oklahoma has a total population of just 4 million. The Big Easy closing saloons after cases of COVID spike in New Orleans. Hospitalizations for the disease dropped in June, but jumped up after the city reopened the bars on Bourbon Street. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards banning folks from drinking inside, but will allow business to offer customers cocktails to go. California releasing 18,000 prison inmates by the end of August. Department of Corrections says the decision will help, quote, protect the health and safety of the incarcerated population and staff. But what about the folks on the outside who these people might hurt? Anyway, the decision by Governor Newsom, because he had to back it, came in the midst of a new shutdown in California. Los Angeles now an epicenter of the disease, right behind Miami. The latest daily tracking poll from Rasmussen says Donald Trump's ratings are on the rise since the 4th of July. 48% of voters approve of the president's performance after his speech at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. Survey revealing just 54% believe Joe Biden is capable of debating before Election Day. Brooklyn leader Eric Adams asking Mayor de Blasio to bring back the NYPD's anti-crime unit, saying, quote, bad guys can do whatever they want. Well, that's obvious, as the violent crime rate, the shooting rate in New York City is up 277%. Thank you, Bill de Blasio. On you, brother. In a moment, the crazies want to replace the Star Spangled Banner with, we'll tell you, right after these announcements.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You are not going to believe this, but it is absolutely true. A Los Angeles Times columnist named Jody Rosen wants to cancel the Star Spangled Banner. I guess it might make Jody feel unsafe, all those rockets red glaring, right? Anyway, Jody says the song is racist or could be racist or something, and that the anthem has to go. Quote, the very idea of a national anthem, a hymn to the glory of the country, feels like a crude relic, another monument that may warrant being torn down. But if we must have an anthem, it should be far different than the one we have now, positing another kind of patriotism, an alternative idea of America. It would also be neat, Jody's word, neat, if it was, you know, a decent song, unquote. And Jody has a neat suggestion for the new anthem, a song by the late singer Bill Withers called Lean On Me. Let me, you know, quote the first stanza. Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Good song, but can you imagine at the Olympics, gold medal ceremony, American on the podium, and then you got the song behind him saying, sometimes in our lives we... This is what Jody and the far left nuts at the Los Angeles Times want. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm in a Saturday Night Live skit with Joust and Che. But this is true. This is in the paper. Of course, the LA Times may go bankrupt at any time. But I have some suggestions, Jody. I don't think this Lean On Me is going to work as the new national anthem. What I want, what I think a replacement could be, would be James Brown Living in America. A little more grit for your bad self, Jody. It would be neat, would it not? Now, you remember James Brown Living in America? It's featured in one of those Rocky movies. Very, very good song. And then we have Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World, if we want to up-tempo it, you know? So I think if we replace the national anthem with Living in America or Rockin' in the Free World, that Colin Kaepernick and his buddies wouldn't kneel. I think they'd stand up and they'd start to kind of get down, right? Insane. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for more commentary, which is honest, and join our campaign, Stand Up for Your Country. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 60 years ago this month, Chubby Checker's song, The Twist, became a national phenomenon. The record and its iconic dance took over radio stations and televisions across the country. All boomers remember that. But the tale behind the tune is fascinating. In 1959, a group called Hank Ballard and the Midnighters recorded this song, but didn't think it was really that good. The Twist peaked at number 28 on the charts in 59. A local DJ in Baltimore recommended The Twist to Dick Clark, then the host of American Bandstand. Clark tried to book Hank Ballard, but he couldn't do it. So Dick Clark searched for local Philadelphia musicians to play The Twist on his show. He chose Chubby Checker and organized a last-minute recording session. Chubby appeared on American Bandstand and then the Dick Clark Saturday Night Show. The Twist became an immediate sensation. The dance was popular with teens and their parents because it didn't involve the kids actually touching each other, Fine with me, as a fifth grader, I was twisting my butt off and didn't even need a partner. Chubby described the signature dance as, quote, putting out a cigarette with both feet and coming out of a shower and wiping your body with a towel to the beat, or something. Chubby Checker capitalized off the song for his entire career, which is still going. He released Let's Twist Again in 1961, and then Slow Twistin' a year later. He even re-recorded the lyrics in Italian, German, and French. By 1965, Chubby Checker had 22 top 40 hits. The Twist even had two movies, Don't Knock the Twist and Twist Around the Clock. The dance also made an appearance in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. And here's something else you might not know. In 1962, The Twist reached number one again, becoming the second song ever to take the top spot on two separate occasions. The first one, Bing Crosby's White Christmas. I wonder if Bing did the twist. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.